USA News. I'm John Schaefer. One person is dead, four others injured after a gunman opened fire in a hospital in downtown Atlanta. This man was coming out of a nearby Whole Foods while the shooting was going on.
They was pushing us out of the building, pushing us into the further back into the streets, telling us to get away from the building where the active shooter were at, and just telling us to get back.
Midtown Atlanta is in a lockdown as police are searching for the gunman who's been identified as 24-year-old Deion Patterson. He may have been at the hospital for a mental health evaluation. The White House is monitoring what's happening in Atlanta. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is frustrated with Congress since they've done nothing to promote gun safety.
Congress needs to take more steps to deal with the violence that we're seeing, again, in our communities, our schools, our churches, which just should not be.
She also urged Atlanta residents in the Midtown area to follow police directions. Interest rates are going up again. The Federal Reserve has announced they're raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row. While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. It's the nightmare date. That's what some congressional Republicans are calling next week's end of Title 42, the public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
What is currently a flood of humanity coming across the border is getting ready to become a tsunami.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas said sending troops to the border is just a symbolic move that will do nothing to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. A former executive assistant to then-Vice President Biden says she had no idea she packed up classified documents when she cleared his office as VP. Kathy Chung testified before the House Oversight Committee today, saying she also didn't notice the documents when she was unpacking boxes at Biden's new private office in Washington, D.C. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The U.S. is saying very little about Russia's claim that Ukraine tried to assassinate Vladimir Putin with a drone hitting the Kremlin.
Could this be exactly what Russia says it was? Ukraine flying a small drone into the Kremlin?
I would take anything coming out of the Kremlin with a very large shaker of salt.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken also says Ukraine's direct actions against Russia are Ukraine's business.
If Ukraine decided on its own to strike back in Russian territory, the United States would not criticize them.
The video released by Moscow shows a small hobbyist-style drone apparently blowing up near one of the Kremlin's distinctive onion domes, doing little damage. Ukraine denies it had anything to do with the blast. I'm Richard Johnson.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're preparing a package of bills to make sure the U.S. stays in the lead over China.
Time's not on our side. The Xi regime is working every day to catch up and surpass the United States.
Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China and tighten rules to block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. The wife of the man accused of killing five of his neighbors north of Houston has been arrested. Divamar Lamar Nava was taken into custody today. She's accused of hiding Francisco Oropeza in the home where he was arrested Tuesday. She denies ever knowing Oropeza's whereabouts or hiding him. And it's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed all its employees saying they are shutting down. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.